Mayor, thanks for the phone call this morning.
Hey, you're welcome. How are you doing?
Doing real good, especially with Daryl Sanders bringing me over some chili this morning. I'll be in good shape. Yeah, I won't starve, man.
That Daryl, he's a good guy.
Yes, he is. He's always awake, too. It seems like he never sleeps. It's kind of weird. He'll call me at 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
I know. You know, he is such an asset to our community, and I'm not sure everybody recognizes that. He does so much for us.
He
cares a lot about us. So
always out and about.
He is, for sure.
Well, Mayor, we have we all made these plans prior to the snow moving into the area that we were all going to communicate together. And I know you and other city officials and county officials and police and sheriff, everybody's working together. So far, so good on the communication, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think it's been a great experience for all of us. Everybody's keeping in touch, you know, knowing what the other person is doing and what needs to be done. And that's what we want to see. That's what it takes, everybody working together, and I think it's great.
Daryl and I were talking a few minutes ago about maybe another 3 to 5 inches of snow today, and the wind's going to be picking up. It's already starting to pick up. Probably not out of the woods yet, I'm thinking here.
Oh, I don't think so either. You know, I think the wind is going to be the critical thing right now as we have to watch for. I haven't been out today. Trying to, you know, do my part as well as I hope everyone else does, so that the emergency personnel can do their jobs as well as the street and county highway department. But, yeah, I think the wind's going to be the big thing. So
I've stepped outside this morning. I obviously haven't driven, but I've not seen much traffic here on some of the side streets and stuff. So I think people are doing what they need to do.
I think so, too. My husband had to get out and go into work for just a few minutes, and he came back, and that's what he said. Not, you know, many people are on the streets. A lot of the businesses have decided to close, and that's what's important for us. That gives everybody the opportunity to do their job, you know, to get the streets cleaned off, if emergency personnel needs to get through. So I hope everyone stays home, stays safe, stays warm.
Yeah, sometimes people don't understand that, but it's one of those deals like, Daryl alluded to a moment ago, if you get out somewhere and get stuck or have an accident that's, you know, even if it's your fault or not, they may not be able to get to you for a while, if at all. Plus, you don't want to tax those resources that need to be for more serious things, you know. So that makes sense.
Absolutely, yes. I talked with the Deputy Police Chief, Jim Skinner, just a little bit ago. He said so far everything's going pretty good within the city. Not the same thing. Not a lot of people have been out, you know, not a lot of accidents, anything like that. So that's what we're hoping for, is that people stay, you know, inside, off the streets, allow us to get things done, and, well, hopefully we'll make it all through this. So
as a result, with the travel warning in effect, you guys decided to go ahead and close Old Stoney yesterday afternoon in the Frankfort City Administrative Offices. So you're doing your part, too, to keep your employees off the roads and streets and everything. So I think that's a good move there. So
absolutely. I mean, we want to keep everyone safe. We didn't want someone to take the chance of coming in. And like you said, you know, have an accident, block, you know, traffic, whatever. So we felt like that was the best decision right now. Our offices do have our admin assistants that can take phone calls at their homes. They can transfer the calls over. So we are still available if they need to call into the offices. It's something that we have set up, and I think that's
love
great.
That. Yeah, we've got technology. Let's use it, right?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, pretty cool.
I said a few years ago, which maybe several years ago, when I worked at the police department, they wanted you in the station so you could help answer phone calls. You could help with, you know, dispatch or whatever. And now we can just have everybody take their phones home and answer the phone from home, which is, to me, the safest way.
Yeah. All right.
But we're still available. We're still there. You know, I want everybody to know in the community, you know, that we want everyone to stay safe, stay warm, and if possible, stay in your homes, so that we can get the work accomplished that we need to.
All right. Well, I hit you up on text about an hour ago, so I certainly appreciate you making yourself available. And Kimberly's been doing a nice job of keeping us up to date with press releases and stuff. So,
absolutely. She's very good as well.
All right.
Great asset.
Thank you so much, Mayor, and have a good day. Thank you. Call us anytime.
Okay, thank you.
All
Have
right.
a good day.
You too. Thank you. That's Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets.